Come like I'm sweetest friend. This year should be a special schus for every morning. Miras Shichlis was Moshe Tvesh Nerai Sal Moshe Mordechai. And Rabbi Eliezer Chaim Ben Esther Sima. The Gemara in Masechet Shabbos and Daf Samach Beis Amud Beis quotes the pasuk in Yeshaya. B'yom Rishon Yankav Benos Tzion Shem Ha'av Yishikav Benos Tzion. It's the beginning of the pasuk. The whole pasuk reads, Yan kikavu benos tzion v'telachna netuyos garon misakros enayim haloch v'tof of telachna raglayim takasna. Moreover, Hashem said, because daughters of Zion are haughty and walk with stretched forth necks and wanton eyes, walk in mincing as they go, making a tinkling with the bangles on their feet. That's the pasuk in Yeshaya 3:16. So Gemara darshins that what does it mean? Tuyos karon she holch and egev v'tzad agudel. First of all, benot siyam she mahachos v'kom v'tzakufa. So it means gavu. Walk with an upright stature, carry themselves in an immodest way. And then walk with outstretched necks, the heel to toe, so the onlookers would notice them. Walk in small steps. One eyes. They would fill their eyes with eyeshadow and beckon to the men. Halach v'tafof, walking and mincing as they go. So the wealthy woman would walk a tall one alongside a short one, so the tall one would stand out. Raglaim ta'kasna, making a tinkling with their feet. This teaches that they would place shemetilos morba farsimon b'min aleim u'mehalchos b'shukei Yerushalayim. Kem shemegios eitz b'churi Yisrael botos b'karka metilos aleim machnis b'em yetzarak eris. Because they would place myrrh and balsam in their shoes and walk in the marketplace of Yerushalayim. And once they approached the place where the young men of Israel congregated, they would stamp their feet on the ground, splash the perfume towards them, instill the evil inclination in them, like the venom of a viper. Ke'eres bekos, like the venom of a viper. Adkan. Mitivrei Hagamara Kedosha, and now we're going to see the parish of the Maran HaRav Zatzal in the Enaya. Uvraglein Takatsna. Again, they would put this myrrh and balsam in their shoes, and then they would splash out the perfume to the boys, and the boys would, their Yetzahar would get aroused, and it would be like the poison of a nachash, of an angry snake. Kshechayim mitroknim mikol magama ruchanit, when life is emptied of any spiritual focus, hochim hem umedaldalim, so life becomes impoverished. Ein lam shum shuv yisod l'menuchasam, they have no foundation for menucha, for rest, for serenity. Einam tofsim mikol machasudeihem harabim ki mas tashikron shel hatava hagasa shemareh letan Hashem. All they have in life is this the drunkenness of crude, crass desire, illicit desires, which poisons the soul, which is not what the soul wants. The soul wants holiness. V'atchuna ra'a zot. כשמתקברת, מתחזקת באדם לחפץ תביא להנסיך, גם כן מרושמור שיקונו על כל האחרים העלולים לכך. So, what happens next, when this evil quality gets stronger of this taiva, so what a person wants to do is he wants to inject it into other people also. And then the whole society becomes corrupted. זותי הדיוטה היותר שפלה ששוטלו את החיים כשהם פוחתים ואורחים רגלי הגאווה מבזבזת את פנימיותם. שריח הרטוב המוכשר לעדן את החיים ולבסמם בהכשר למושגים תאורים ורעיונות נעלים וקדושים המעריבים את הלב הנשמה מתרוממת על ידם בקדושה בהכשר חוכמה הוא יורד עד השימוש השפל של השתקות בזויה עד שהכוח הנוטה להיטיב גם הוא מתרעל ומתקלקל. In other words, ריח טוב is supposed to arouse a person to goodness, to purity, to joy, to wisdom, to kedusha. Chamri v'reichni pichin, wine and good smell. Rava says, made me sharper to understand Torah. So in other words, smell is supposed to bring one to a better place, into a holier place in life. And instead, they were so bound up with their Yetzirah, they were in those times, so they instead used the smell for the Yetzirah to arouse all the Taiva's gases. The evil Taiva. השיקרון הזה כשהוא מתגבר עיקר כוונתו רק לקלקל ובבל את יושר רחים בכעס של ארס נחב זועף המכוון להכעיס ולהשתית ולהשחית ולחבל. And this drunkenness, when it becomes overpowering, its primary intention is to corrupt and to mix up the straightness of life, the honesty of life, with the anger of a viper who wants to destroy, wants to cause harm. So the question is, you have this Gemara, it says that it arouses the Yetzirah like the venom of a viper. Ke'eres bekos. And a kos, Rashi says, is a nachash ke'usa. It's an angry viper. So we have to understand where this comes from. Where does this anger come from? So there's this internal anger that emerges from the emptiness in one's heart. Because the person lacks internal content in his life. He doesn't have the elevated kedusha that makes life so pure and holy. Being misanik, having pleasure with the life of the world, with God. In other words, where does kaz come from? Kaz comes from emptiness. The zaf pnimi. In other words, Gemara says that the evil inclination comes in like the venom of a viper. There's going to be anger. Because now they're going to have this Yetzirah, and they're going to feel this emptiness, and that's going to bring out anger. The Rav writes in Aras HaKodesh, in the third volume, page Resh Mem Gimel, Yisod HaKaz Ba Mitzad Chisaron HaYitzir HaRuchanit Kibbutz Kochot Ruchaniim Omdim Latzet El HaPol B'Tziur HaTuferet Muvlat Dohakim Et HaNeshama Mitzarim Ato B'Kitzafon Pnimi. In other words, the foundation of Kaz comes because of a lack of spiritual creativity. The gathering of spiritual powers that want to be actualized in spiritually, cognitively, emotionally, push the soul, pressure the soul, cause the soul angst. In other words, all these kibbutz, all these koichos, cause the soul this angst and make it angry. Person has tremendous she'ifas. And so to the Jewish people, we want to be pure, we want to be holy, we want to fix the world. And we have so many abilities. And then we're not able to carry them out, we're not able to actualize it. It makes us angry. Kol mechamot ha'goyim, kol retzach v'shod shebnei adam, ad kol roges shebebalei chayim, me'eres hanachash ad ha'kitzat katan v'sheber umasim. בכוונה של הזה כבר מצד הכעס הכללי עצור בעולם, שמצד עצור כוח היצירה. Wow. All the wars, all the murder, all the stealing, the thievery, the anger of animals, angry barking dog, the poison of a snake, the biting of a mosquito, it all comes because of the general anger that's in the world, because of a lack of creativity. It's an amazing chiddush that all of the anger, not only human anger, but the anger in animals, is because there's this spiritual power that people have that's not being actualized, it's not coming to the fore, and that produces an anger, and that's where all of the evil comes from, this all the wars and the murder and the crime. So there are going to be psychological explanations for all the bad stuff in the world, but the deeper MS is that soul koach ha'yitzira, machnak, the choking of the tremendous kochos the man has within in him. And then the soul is just feels miserable, makes the soul miserable. How come I'm not being actualized? כל מה שהיצירה הרוחנית מתרחבת, כל מה שהפלגים של הדעה הרחבה מסתעפים בעיזוז מרוצתם, כל מה שהתורה תתגדל ותתעדר, השלום מתרבה בעולם, אז יחזק במעוזי יעשה שלום לי, שלום יעשה לי. The more the spiritual creativity expands and the wellsprings of broad understanding branch out and are able to flow freely with great force, the more Torah becomes greater, so there's going to be more peace in the world. The Rav concludes with a pasuk in Yeshaya. It says in Perek Chav Zayin, Bayom Ahu, in the time of the Geula, there's going to be Mochemes Gog U'Magog, Yifkod Hashem B'char Bo Akasha V'Agdola V'Chazaka, Hashem Yavi Et Hashgachato, through His Cherev, the strong sword. There's going to be Paranas Al Avyas and Nachash Briach, Hashem Yavi Et HaParanut Al Leviathan, and the Leviathan, which is like a big snake, which is like the Bereach of Adelis, like this big beam that blocks off the door. So he's going to bring in the Nachash Bereach, and the Leviathan, it was like a Nachash, a straight snake, a crooked snake. Ragat Atanin Asher B'Yam, B'Yom Ahu, Keren Chemer Anula, בזמן הישועה מלחמת גוג ומגוג, ימרו על עם ישראל שהוא כרם שמוציא יין משובח. Because earlier on they were מוציא באושם. Now they're going to bring out good things. אני השם נוצרה, אני אתחיל לשמור את הקרן הזה. רגעים אשכן, אשקה אותם בכל רגע במים. פן יפקוד עליה, השם יחזרו העלים שלהם. לא אשקה, I have to be mashke this kerem. So it has good leaves. Hashem will be shomer not only the peres, but also the olim, or the leaves of the kerem. It's going to be special Shmir Fam Yisrael, Lail of Yom Etzlena. Every day, night, I'm going to watch you. Chem Ma'in La, I'm no Katzen Am Yisrael, Mid Neinu Shemir Shad Melchama Fshah Bar Tzita Atzitena Yachad. Im Haya Bi Kaas, Kasher Hayiti Ba Li Para Me'akerem Sh'Hotzi HaKotzim B'Makom Anavim. In other words, if I had Kaas, and I was coming to exact punishment from the vineyard that brought out thorns instead of grapes, like Am Yisrael, I would wage war with the Kerem. And one step of mine, and that was it, they'd all be destroyed. I could have. Oyachzik b'ma'uzi. However, that's the pasuk the Rav quotes. If Am Yisrael is machzik b'chozek shli b'Torah, yase shalom li. Am Yisrael is going to make peace for me. Shalom yase li. It's going to be absolute peace. So in other words, if there's Torah, if there's spiritual creativity, then it's peace, then it's a beautiful world. People are happy, people are satisfied, people are fulfilled. Otherwise, there's a lot of chaos. The Rav writes there on page Reish Mem Dalet, Et HaKas, Tzichim Anu L'Sno, B'Cholom, Anachnu L'Sno B'Cholom HaKavayatenu. We have to hate Kas with all of the depths of our existence. Bekas gadol. Aval matunu miyushav, anach tzichim lesno ta kas al atchani. Amearbev et hadat uposel et kol hayitronot hagedolim shel haadam hayechidi vehatziburi. We have to hate Kas with all the depths of our being, with great anger. We have to hate this fire, this fiery anger that confuses one's das. And disqualifies all of the yitronot, the good qualities of man, the individual man, the communal man. If you see people always speaking with anger, that means there's no das. They lack das. There's certain people like that. They're always angry. There's no content to fill their emptiness, so she's angry at herself. It's another reason there's kas. Kas is about yourself. You're angry at yourself, and you take it out on other people. Anger is that I'm angry at myself, and I'm taking it out on other people. אבל החכמים העליונים שבאו עד מרום הצדק והחסד מלאי רצון הם תמיד, וחסד ואמת מאתר אותם כל היום. But the חכמים העליונים, who have come to the heights of tzedek and chesed, are filled with goodwill, and chesed and emes crown them all day. Simcha, a happy face, good midos, nobility, a git and kick, love for everybody, and in another place, the Rav writes, this is in the Pinkasei Araya, Aleph, page 174. הרבה רעות מוסריות ומעשיות נמצאות בעולם שמקורן השאיפה הגדולה, הצפונה בעומק הנפש האנושית, להיות שבעה מזיו אורך חוכמה בהשגת אמת שהוא אור השם. בני שאין נפשות משיגות את הדרך המוביל לשקיטת צמאון הפנימי על הזה, הן מלאות חולי וקצף, והן משתבשות לפעמים לשבר צמאונם בדברים שאינם עלולים כלל לשבר את הצמאון. כי מהממים את רגשותיהם לבעל ירגישו מכאב לבבם הפנימי, ואשרי מי שנוטה שכמו לסבור דווקא את העול של דרישת השם, והוא זו ואינו משקיט צמאונו כי ממקור מים חיים, השם לא כאמת. A lot of ethical and practical evils are in the world, which are rooted in the great desire that is hidden deep in the soul of man to be satisfied with the glory of the light of wisdom and achieving truth, which is the light of God. And since the souls do not understand, do not perceive the path that brings to the calming of their deeper thirst, they're filled with disease, with anger, spiritual disease. And then they want to break their thirst with things that don't break their thirst. They just sort of, they dull them. You go on a vacation here and a vacation there. They buy a lot of stuff. It just dulls them to their spiritual emptiness. המחשבה מוכחת להטלות כפי אותה מידה שגנוז בכוחה, אם אין רוצים אותם מנקוח על הפול המתנה בינויים נוראיים, שרק המתמקחים על החושים יכולים הם לשקחם. So, thought has to be elevated that if a person doesn't realize what they really need and achieve that in their psyche, in their mind, in their soul, it's going to be terribly nuyim. And then what do? They're mitmaker al achushim. They have to go to another restaurant and another vacation and buy a fancier car and a fancier watch and add on to their house. So they get so into their gashmias, and this way they forget what's going on inside spiritually to make them sort of dull the spiritual pain. Aval mishu ish ruchani margish et tzar nishmato eich nituna mamash betoch isha shel gehenom. But a spiritual person feels like he's in hell if he doesn't actualize his spiritual capacities. Kol zman sheina motziat malot rucha min hakoach al hapoal. So this, the answer to anger and emptiness is spiritual fulfillment. ממשיך פה הרב בגמרא שלנו, ועומת החיים המלאה בסידור פראי, פרימיטיבי, מגושם וגס, את כל הקמה כולה שנפחה למוקד של יורדת ומקפת את כל רשתה ברגליים, אברי התנועה מסבבי את רחבות החיים החברותיים. So, the mehuma, this busyness, for lack of a word that I better word that I can't think of now to translate it, of life that's filled with the pandemonium of life, we'll call it, that's filled with the sidur pri, this wild order, primitive, crude, and all of the stature of a person goes down into the legs, uvraglaim ta'kasna. So all of this, remember, the person's feeling the Yetzirah, and they're feeling emptiness. So it all goes down into their legs. That's Baragleim, with their legs, Ta'akasna. They bring out like the anger of the snake, of this angry snake, this viper. So normally the legs are supposed to bring you to be more sociable, to take you from place to place. Shebem t'gilei kol achrat ha'ra shel eretz ha'shikut shel zo'amat ha'chaim. So now, in this social life, is revealed the primary nezek and corruption of the evil. This low ethical state of people is now used socially. In other words, normally, what are the legs supposed to do? They're supposed to take you from place to place, to add to your social life, to make a better world. And now they're using their legs, they're taking all the anger into their legs, all the emptiness, and then they're spreading it to other people, to the boys. The girls are spreading it to the boys. And then the evil is going to expand. Hatumane yodat mikot harat alef shal ahava v'noam af pi shenofet titof nesiftoteh akim pnimiut. זאת אומרת, בניתוח עמוק מאוד של הטומאה, ניתוח היורד על שורשי נטיותיה ומגמותיה, מתגלה עומק חלונה וצביעותה. אותה רשעה, המדרה כחיים מלאי הצלחה ואושר, מרוקנת באמת מכל ערכי מוסר ורוח, מכל אהבה ונעימות. קוצפת היא על הכל וחפיצה לאבד את החיים. Tuma doesn't know from the purity of heart, of love, of pleasantness. Even though it speaks nicely, it's got honey. Oh, wow, come to me, says the Tuma. But in the inside of Tuma is anger, fury, rage, and it destroys life. So it's on the outside, you know what it's like? It's like the, you can watch the Oscars. You know, you see all those movie stars. I hope you don't watch it, but when I was a kid, I would see these type of, the Oscars, the Grammys, all these shows, everyone comes. The men come fully dressed, wearing tuxedos. The women come 20% dressed, and they're all made up, and their hair, and everything. And the men put the gel in their hair, and they shave and they try to look, everyone's looking so good and smiling, and all these beautiful movie stars, and wow, and there's music, and it's all lovey-dovey. But we all know that on the inside, these people are broken, and they've been divorced 6 times, and they've had 27 different partners, and they have children from 3 different people, and they're not talking to this one, they're not talking to that one, and they have drug problems and alcohol problems, and they're addicted to opioids, and they're going to psychiatrists twice a week. And on the outside, it's all love. It's nofes titofna, what the Rav talks about. But on the inside, there's so much anger, and there's fury, and there's emptiness. And so life is a big show. Vanoam edumeo is lishimushal mitsuda. So this external, the more of Afar Simon, right? That's what they in the Gemara. They had this balsam, this myrrh. It smells, it's shmekit, it smells so good. But it's only a malkodet lagdil pulat ha'resha kedei la'avot ha'avodon al ha'mikdash chatat ha'eres. It's only to bring to evil. So they have these beautiful girls with their perfume and they're spreading it around and boom, it brings out all of the evil and the emptiness that's inside of them and that's inside of the boys, and it just spreads the evil. And that's what brings the churban. Okay, sweet friends, so that's the we read the Rav's Perush in this Gemara. And again, now we see this. That's really the Yetzirah. The Yetzirah is, it smells good, right? It smells good. They have perfume and they're pretty girls. And in the end, they have this tum inside of them. It's their dissatisfaction with themselves. And then they put the Yetzer Hara into the men, like the venom of a viper. There's this anger that's going to come out because, yeah, there's a Yetzer Hara, which looks good. Ah, they're attracted to the girls. But really, Bo'emeka Inyan, it's comes from Kaz, it comes from emptiness, frustration, that one isn't fulfilling one's spiritual potential. Okay, we have to continue weiter in this Gemara. So please stay tuned. And thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom. We really got deep into the psyche of man today to understand where a lot of the anger of the world comes from. We saw even the animals comes from that same place of lack of spiritual fulfillment. Incredible. Okay, Ritz Hashem, we'll continue. Shalom, shalom.